Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 74, Reserving a Rental Car. Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 74. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In this podcast, we're going to talk about making a rental car reservation. Here we go. I will be in Chicago next week and needed a rental car. I called up Bargain Rental Cars and made a reservation. After I got through the phone tree, I spoke with a reservation agent.
Welcome to Bargain Rental Car.
I'd like to reserve a rental car.
What city will you be picking up from?
Chicago.
Which airport location? O'Hare or Midway?
I'm not sure. Is there a downtown location?
Sure. We have an office at 401 State Street.
Is that near Prairie State College?
I really don't know.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and make a reservation for that location.
For what date and time?
For November 11th, around 7 p.m.
Returning to the same location?
No, I'd like to drop it off at the Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Okay. On what date and time?
It'll be that Sunday, November 13th, around the same time.
What size car would you like? A compact, mid-size, or full size?
I'd like the most economical.
That would be the compact. The rental fee would be $32.25 a day, giving you a grand total of $62.50 for the 2 days.
Does that include taxes and fees?
No. With all applicable taxes and fees, your grand total comes to $77.40.
Okay, that's fine.
What's your last name?
McQuillan, McQuillan.
And your first name?
Jeff.
J-E-S-S?
No, J-E-F as in Frank, F.
What credit card will you be using?
I'll be using a MasterCard.
Okay, I have a compact reserved for pickup at our downtown location on November 11th at 7 p.m., returning November 13th at 7 p.m. at Chicago O'Hare. Is there another reservation I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Have a good afternoon, and thank you for calling Bargain Rental Car.
In this podcast, we made a reservation for a rental car. I said I was going to Chicago next week. So I called up one of the rental car companies and made a reservation. A reservation means, of course, that they will have a car ready for you, that they will have your name in the computer. When I called, I said I got through the phone tree. A phone tree is when you call a business and you don't get a real human being, a live human being, you get a recording. And the recording gives you options. For sales, press 1. For marketing, press 2, and so forth. That's a phone tree when you have to go through sometimes 2 or 3 different steps before you get to actually talk to a real human. I said I spoke with the reservation agent, the person who works at a car rental company or at an airline is called an agent. It's kind of an interesting word. We don't say the reservation clerk or the reservation salesperson. We say the reservation agent. We use that for cars. We use that for airlines as well. You call up United Airlines and you make a you talk to a reservation agent. We also use that term agent for some other businesses, for insurance, when you want to get car insurance or life insurance or home insurance, you talk to an insurance agent. He's the person or she's the person who sells you the insurance policy or the contract. We also use the word agent for someone who is a famous sports star or an actor. They often are, they have agents or a writer. They have an agent. And there, an agent is someone who negotiates for them, someone who takes care usually of their business dealings, their finances sometimes. They're the person that gets them more work or gets them more money when they negotiate with the sports team or the studio making the movie. So that's an agent as well. And finally, we use agent for some federal, United States federal organizations that are like police or law enforcement, we would call them. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, someone who works for them is called an agent, an FBI agent, and they investigate crimes, certain types of crimes. And there are other agencies in the federal or U.S. federal system that are called agents. Anyway, we wanted to rent a car, and I called up, and the agent answered the phone, and I said I'd like to reserve a rental car. That's the verb, of course, for reservation, to reserve. And she said, or she asked me what city I would be picking up from. This just means what city will I want to get the car from. I'm going to pick it up in Chicago. And she asked me which airport location, meaning which airport. There are 2 big airports in Chicago. One is called O'Hare. That's the main airport. The older airport is called Midway. And I say, well, I want to pick it up downtown. And I ask her some questions about where the pickup location is downtown. And she asks me, after I decide on the location, she asks me, the agent asks me what time and date I want it, what date I will be picking it up and at what time. And then she asks, are you going to be returning to the same location? Meaning, am I going to bring the car back to the same place where I got the car, in this case, downtown? And I say, no, that I'd like to drop it off at Chicago O'Hare Airport. To drop something off is when you leave something somewhere. You can use it for an object. I'm going to drop off my glasses to get them fixed. You can use it for a person. I'm going to drop my wife off at the mall. Or you could use it for a car. I'm going to drop off my car at the rental car agency. All of those are possible uses of to drop off. It just means to take something and then to leave it there. to a different place. The agent asked me what size car I would like, and she gives me three options: a compact, a mid-size, or a full size. These go from very small to very big. A compact car, or a subcompact car, even smaller, is a small, usually two-door car with two doors, not very big. The second, or the middle category, is what we call mid-size, MID-SIZE. A mid-size car is a car that usually has four doors, but it's not a very large car. It's a, sort of a regular size car. That's a mid-size. And then the largest is the full-size car, and a full-size car would be a car that would be much bigger, always four doors, maybe a bigger engine, that sort of thing. Usually a nicer car is a full-size car. I tell the agent that I want the most economical. When I say the most economical, that's a nice way of saying I want the cheapest. I want the one that costs the least money, because I don't want to spend a lot of money on the rental car. So she says, well, that would be the compact. And the compact, she gives me the fee, the rental fee. In other words, how much it's going to cost. A fee is what you pay for something, usually some sort of service or something you are renting. She tells me the rental fee for the day and then gives me the grand total. Two words, grand, G-R-A-N-D, total. The grand total is when you have several different smaller totals, and you add those together to get a grand or final total. It's sort of what everything together will cost. I asked the agent if the grand total includes fees and taxes, or taxes and fees. Taxes, of course, are money that you have to pay the government. The government charges taxes when you rent a car, and usually the state and the city often have their own tax that they put on the car. A fee is any additional charge, any additional cost that you have to pay. And sometimes there's a airport pickup fee, meaning they charge you $5 or $10 to pick it up at the airport or to drop it off at the airport. So I ask the agent what the grand total is with taxes and fees, and she says that with all applicable taxes and fees — applicable means those that are appropriate for your car, those that apply. Applicable comes from the word to apply, and it means the ones that are relevant, the ones that are correct for your particular circumstance, your, in this case, your particular car. I then tell her that that is fine. She gives me the grand total with taxes and fees of $77.40. And I say, okay, that's fine. And she asks for my name, and I give my name, and then I spell my name. When she asks for my first name, I say Jeff, and she says J-E-S-S. I respond, no, J-E-F as in Frank, F. When you're spelling something and there's a letter that you think they may mishear, because there are some letters that sound alike, like F and S, M and N, we will sometimes, to make it easier for the other person, give them a word that begins with that letter. So F as in Frank, you could say F as in Foxtrot, if you wanted to use the military or international system. A as in Apple, A as in Alpha, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie, and so forth. But usually people use their sort of their own system. They'll use any word, often a name, that people will recognize. N as in Nancy, for example, or F as in Frank. But the expression is the letter as in, and then another word that they'll recognize. So I say my name is J-E-F as in Frank, F. Now I could have said, no, it's spelled J as in Juliet, E as in Echo, F as in Frank, F as in Frank. But since there was only one problem, one letter problem, I just said F as in Frank. The agent asked me what kind of credit card I'll be using, and I give her my information. She repeats the information at the end and then asks, is there another reservation I can help you with? In other words, can I make any additional reservations for you? I say no, and we end our call. Now let's listen to the conversation again, this time at a native rate of speech. I will be in Chicago next week and needed a rental car. I called up Bargain Rental Cars and made a reservation. After I got through the phone tree, I spoke with a reservation agent.
Welcome to Bargain Rental Car.
I'd like to reserve a rental car.
What city will you be picking up from?
Chicago.
Which airport location? O'Hare or Midway?
I'm not sure. Is there a downtown location?
Sure. We have an office at 401 State Street.
Is that near Prairie State College?
I really don't know.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and make a reservation for that location.
For what day and time?
For November 11th, around 7 p.m.
Returning to the same location?
No, I'd like to drop it off at the Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Okay, on what day and time?
It'll be that Sunday, November 13th, around the same time.
What size car would you like? Compact, midsize, or full size?
I'd like the most economical.
That would be the compact. The rental fee would be $32.25 a day, giving you a grand total of $62.50 for the 2 days.
Does that include taxes and fees?
No. With all applicable taxes and fees, your grand total comes to $77.40.
Okay, that's fine.
Your last name?
McQuillan, McQuillan.
And your first name?
Jeff.
J-E-S-S?
No, J-E-F as in Frank, F.
What credit card will you be using?
I'll be using a MasterCard.
Okay, I have a compact reserved for pickup at our downtown location on November 11th at 7 p.m., returning November 13th at 7 p.m. at Chicago O'Hare. Is there another reservation I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Have a good afternoon, and thank you for calling Bargain Rental Car.
For a script of this podcast, remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. You might also want to check out our other podcast, the TOEFL podcast, for those who are university students or high school students studying for the TOEFL examination or the IELTS examination. Go to our website for more information. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.